Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. You're at 657 AM, radio carrying 24 hours a day.
All right, we trust the Lord is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And of course, much of the times you and I are really challenged by this very aspect. And that is, you know, spiritual purity and what it is all about. Give us a shout, 012-333-8699. 333-8699. 012-333-8699. And let's hear what you say. Otherwise, you can send us your WhatsApp. It's 082-657-2729. Sending voice notes on WhatsApp, even far much more better, since the lines are not working quite properly. Far much more better if you send your voice notes there. All right, Tsipho, now when we look into this very aspect, the word of the Lord, you know, speaks about an innocence that is attained. If you look into Hosea chapter 8, verses 5, your calf is rejected. Oh, Samaria, my anger is aroused against them. How long until they attain to innocence? Spiritual purity, it means that one has attained a level of innocence in their lives. Sipo.
We need to be like him. And if we reach such a level whereby we become innocent before God, it means we're submissive to his instruction through his word.
Mm.
In other words, we listen to what he says and we do it. We are not actually excited about what he's saying, then we forget about it. No.
Mm.
Gandhi, we become the doers of the word. That's the one, the word that I wanted to hear. Once we become the doers of what God is saying, then we become pure, because the word of God, it cleans us, it's purifying us. And the more you prepare to allow Tanakon. There's a question we put Zilem for Nisila earlier on. Quote a verse in our churches, sometimes they are born because other people, they have never been taught Uguti. Our body is the temple of the living God.
Mm.
I was here when Jablan mentioned earlier on, would you not need to go to church always to hear Isgangulungu, even at the space private la corner. You can funda Isgangulungu, maul funda, purify in his way.
Absolutely there. We will connect shortly with Ujablan Dominic with regards to this. Give us a shout. Tell us directly, what does it mean to be spiritually pure? What is spiritual purity according to you? Give us a shout. 012-333-8699. 333-8699. These things are really happening. We see them coming across much of the times. I'm looking into the word of the Lord, and I'm looking in John chapter 19. In John chapter 19, verse 6, It says, therefore, when the chief priest, and I'm connected with Jabulani now. Jabu, I'm looking at John chapter 19, verse 6. It says, therefore, when the chief priests and officers saw him, they cried out, saying, crucify him, crucify him. Pilate said to them, you take him and crucify him, for I find no fault in him. It is when the Lord finds no fault in us. Spiritual purity should imply that, isn't it, sir?
Yes, indeed. You know, when the Lord is able to look at us and really find no blemishes, as you're saying, no faults, indeed, that will be the sign that we are spiritually pure. You know, like, absolutely, pamangulunguru. So, in general, that we turn on our own. Then I'm trying to stress this. But he should be the one who really puts us at a position where you can say, as you are saying, that now really there is no fault with us. We should not be the ones who are justifying ourselves or who are walking in self-righteousness, you know, claiming to be pure. Meanwhile, the Lord is not happy or pleased with the lives that we live. So that is why I'm saying we need to, you know, like, give ourselves over to the Lord. I even also shared, you know, a voice note about Psalm 51:10, where David prays to God that created me a clean heart. This was a sign that David understood that he cannot purify himself. He cannot make himself without faults before God. Mm. But only God can be able to really create a clean heart within him and renew a steadfast spirit. So also, we should ask God to purify us. We should ask God to be the one that creates a new heart, you know, a clean heart within us, so that we can be without blemishes, we can be without faults before him.
We can be without fault before him. It's very important to take note of that, to look into that. 012-333-8699, we're taking your calls. Hello there, hi.
Hello, my brother.
Hey, Putwami.
Your bullies are my brother.
Kunjani kodwa?
Ah, ngijabule kakhulu mfowethu, ngiyakupicture lapho fake iBermuda short pants, my brother.
Ah,
my brother.
Hey, ngidlule laphaya la, yabona la ngihlala khona kunalabanye abobaba bathi, hey, if we can open for the dogs. Yeah. Uyabona? Bathi mina imiqondo le yami le inkonkothisa ngabobhobi.
Bakudlela umona mnganami.
Bangidlela umona man. Hayi yazi.
Yeah, bakudlela umona mnganami.
Yeah. Welcome.
Bulise nengcenye lapho uPastor Jabulani noPastor Khadebe.
Awuzweke.
Yeah. Spiritually purity, brother. Uyazi ngithanda uJesu Kristu inkosi yethu. UJesu Kristu wayehlala ethela izwi ethi ngize lapha emhlabeni uzokwenza intando yongithumileyo ubaba wami. To be pure, ukwenza intando kaNkulunkulu, sifane noJesu, singafani nezwe. Sihlale ngokufunda izwi njalo, sicela umoya engcwele ukuba as to direct our life. Our faith must be based on the truth of God's word.
Yeah.
Regardless of feelings, brother, or circumstances.
Yes.
We must be kind and compassionate, my brother.
Gampala.
Because we are now the bride of Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
Ogweza sikushaya indiva manje. Spiritual purity is to present our bodies to God as a living and body sacrifice, brother.
Yeah.
Imizimba yethu mayibe ngama instruments of righteousness. Let's obey the command that we must get rid of all bitterness in our lives, brother. And forgive others. Ngoba nathi sathola lo musa. Satholelwa, my brother.
Yes.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu akubusise, my brother. Ngibuse nonke. To God be the glory, my brothers.
Thank you so much, and may God bless you too, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
How's it going? We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. It's 012-333-8699. 012-333-8699. And let's hear what you say with regards to this. Things are really happening, especially when it comes to the issue of holiness. Not so many people like to discuss about this because, you see, the devil also moves with what we call an arsenal of condemnation. And then saying to people, you can't talk because... Gukuluma tinagala. Wena, you can't talk. Ngoba uyazi wenzeni izolo.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM.
Ozege, 657 AM. We are trusting the Lord is blessing you so much in a mighty way. And of course, also, this aspect, much of the times, it is something that many people do not take into consideration. And because of that, we miss out on what the Lord is saying. Send us your WhatsApps. It's 082-657-2729. And let's hear what you say with regards to this. And remember, it is also a beautiful feel of a Sunday. A beautiful feel of a Sunday. And if it is a beautiful feel of a Sunday, we also bring some good music as we also discuss. Here's a song which I think you will love. The music of Olita Adam.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles Dudoy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
At Radio Pulpit, we love the interaction we have with our listeners on all the social media platforms. It is also our way of giving everyone a voice that can be heard all over the world. Unfortunately, we have been experiencing huge difficulties with WhatsApp for a while now, and we are now forced to find a viable alternative. That alternative is called Telegram. Telegram is an app that works exactly the same as WhatsApp, and it uses the same telephone number as well. All you need to do to be able to chat with your favorite presenter is to download the Telegram app onto your phone and send your message or voice note the same way you always did. We will then be able to receive and answer your message faster, and the privacy on this app is much better too. So, whether you have an iPhone or an Android, the app pic is a white paper plane in a blue circle. Please download the Telegram app right away and make life easier for everyone.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Formerly with Tears for Fears, that is Olita Adams there. A beautiful song, Holy is the Lamb. The time has just gone on to 17 minutes over the hour 6. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. 012-333-8699. The other number doesn't work, so use this one. 012-333-8699. So that we can hear from you as to what you say. Otherwise, send us your WhatsApps. It's 082-657-2729. That's 082-657-2729. 2729. And of course, we're still touching on the very aspect of what is implied by the concept of spiritual purity, what it is all about. Let me ask Usipho Nojablan, and of course, you know, what is spiritual purity, right? Revelations chapter 4 verses chapter 14 verses 5. Jabu, please send me a message on this one. Revelations chapter 14 verses 5. It says, "In their mouth was found no deceit, for they are without fault before the throne of God." Being without fault before the throne of God, in your mouth, no deceit being found. Tell me what it is all about. What does it mean to you, Jabu? Tell me. And then Sipho, tell me also, what does it mean to you? You know, the aspect of purity, spotlessness. It says in Job chapter 11, verse 15, check it out, Sipho. "Then surely you could lift up your face without spot. Yes, you could be steadfast and not fear." The aspect of spiritual purity there, it is when one is without spot and is steadfast, is not moved by whatever winds that are coming. Send me a voice note and tell me what you think of this. And of course, let me play some of the voice notes after this.
Did you listen to Radio Pulpit today? Did you hear a feature or program that interested you? You can order the CD or your favorite program or feature. Place your order with client services at 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
Let's see if this works. All right, let me just take it again. Yeah.
In the book of Psalms 51 verse 10, the word of God says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me," you know. So also, spiritual purity is when we have a clean heart and also we have a renewed spirit within us. And that can only be done by God. That is why David was asking God to be the one that creates a clean heart, you know. So that also puts away the efforts of men. We can never achieve spiritual purity on our own. So this should be all our prayer, that Lord, create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within us. And when we do so, we will be pure. God will purify us, will cleanse us and wash us, and we will be spiritually pure.
Absolutely, there I concur, I agree. Spiritual purity there, it is also to implore of the Lord, to ask of him that he makes you such. Cleanse us, or cleanse me, O Lord, then I shall be clean. Wash me, I shall be washed. It is important to ask of him that it be him who washes us. And we come bare before him so that he can wash that which seems blameless to him. And we shouldn't be getting onto him with some edited versions of our repentances, you know, and justifying some other things. No, we should come before him wholeheartedly in contrition, and then he will purify us. He will make us whole. He will make us clean again. It's very important to look into that. Much of the times, many of us, we miss it when it comes to that. Sipho.
1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 12 is spiritual purity from this. Mangabikho muntu odela ubusha bakho kepha iba isibonelo kwabakholwayo ngezwi. That's a spiritual purity. Ukuthi the way the manner in which we speak as Christian, indlela esikhuluma ngayo, izwi lethu, it must be pure. Ingakumbhalo kwenye indawo uthi mangaphumeleli lodwa izwi elibolele emlonyeni wethu kodwa lilungele ukwakha njengalokhu kuswelekile ngoba abantu langaphandle they have been hurt, so they need a purity the way in which you speak. Mawuchubeka lo mbhalo uthi nangenkambo, our behavior. Fundisi, let my walk say everything ukuthi ngiyakholwa, i correspond ngalokhu engikushoyo emlonyeni wami ukuthi ngumntwana kaNkulunkulu. Nangothando nangukholo nangukuhlanzeka. In other words, I must become a sample to those who are not yet in the faith that I'm in. Let my behavior, let my faith, let my word, let my love, and all these things reflect that I am definitely a spiritual somebody or pure in all what I do, in all what I say. Amen.
Amen to that. It's very important to also look into that. I trust the Lord is doing you good, as they will answer those other questions. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. What is spiritual purity even all about? This is one song. Beautiful. It says, without you.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
You are with Radio Pulpit AM 657, your daily companion. My name is Ephraim. Would you like to know how you can reach more audience through various advertising platforms? Contact me on ephraim@radiopulpit.co.za for more information on our tailor-made budget-fitting options. Wishing you a successful and blessed year further.
Come live the life at 657 AM. 657 AM.
We trust the Lord is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Khatebe bosa koluma.
Uganana makhlonishwe ibo bonke. Umbhedo ungabi nasisihla ngokuba ifebe neyiping. UNkulunkulu uzasihlulela. Spiritual purity is to be pure, mfundisi, nakubantu esihlala nabo. In our spouses. In other words, let us respect each other. I cannot always claim ukuthi ngumntwana kaNkulunkulu, but my life ayikhombisi sexual purity before God and before people. Let us not corrupt isikaNkulunkulu ngendlela esizama ukuphila ngayo. Siclaim ukuthi singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, kanti mina kumakhwapheni ngiyajola. No, ukujola nobungcwele noma nokuhlanzeka akuhlangane. That is why I need to be spiritually holy. Acknowledging that my body, it is the temple of the living God. Amen.
Hey, cabanga ke Pastor Bishop Doctor sebambambile bathi ukuthi uyajola 99 bambuza bese athi khandaraba shanda khandaraba. Hey madoda. Azenza sengathi yena bekayokhuleka lapha kanti nebe baloku bambekile. Aw Nkosi yami. Give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-333-8699. Let's hear what you say on this very aspect. It is 29 after the hour 7, after the hour 6, and we are together till 7. And, of course, I'm talking to Jabulani Dominic together with Sipho Paulo Sikhatebe. As I said, you know, they can send me more WhatsApps also on the issue of purity, so that we understand, you know, what it implies. And I've sent them some of the questions that they can respond to. And you can talk to us also directly there. Give us a shout, you know, on the number 012-333-8699. 012-333-8699. We are talking about spiritual purity, what it is even all about. Like I said, you know, I've been reading some of the words with regards to this, to be without guile or without deceit. And in Job chapter 31, verse 7, we also see the connotations of this. It says, if my step has turned from the way, or my heart walked after my eyes, if my step has turned from the way, or my eyes, or my heart walked after my eyes, or if any spot adheres to my hands, then we know that one is not walking in spiritual purity. Basically, one should not turn from the way of the Lord, and one's heart should not walk after their own eyes, and there should be no sport, you know, of any form in their hands. It means in their doings. It's very important to also look into those things. I trust that as we do so, the Lord will bless you so much in a mighty way. And God will just bless you so much in a mighty way. It's very important to take note of that and to allow that to become part of us. We're taking your calls. Let's hear what you say. Hello there. Hi.
Pastor Romin.
Mfundisi.
Kan mambo, Pastor.
Kan mambo, mfundisi amina.
Mbunyelela, mfundisi, betu bongela.
Auzwege. Glory.
Amen, mfundisi.
Amen.
Judas, kulokungasi yena Iskariot, uma uJesu aphendula inkulumo kaJudas, lokungasi yena Iskariot.
Yeah.
Ngoba uJudas wabuza ukuthi uma abuye uzibonakalise ezweni lokuthina na. UJesu wathi umuntu mengithanda uyakugcina amazwi wami.
Ngempela.
Uyakuthandwa ubaba.
Hawu.
Mina nababa siyakubuya sakho umuzi. La kuthanda lesiputukezi. Faremos a morada.
Yeah.
Siyakwakha ikhaya kulo muntu.
Ngempela.
Manje uyalibona ikhaya mfundisi abantu ababama nabantu bama namakhaya wabahlala baklini.
Mm.
Ya, izilapho kuhlala khona inkosi nakuhlala kuklini.
Ngempela.
Manje akungeni izinto lezi ezingekho kahle.
Yeah, yeah.
Ngokuba lomuzi wenkosi.
Hallelujah.
Kodwa emizi njenyana izikazana njenyana nje lenye lehlala nje akuhlala kwakhona uyabona mfundisi ukuthi lana akukho kahle. Manje imizimba yethu lemfundisi lenkosi uma ihlala kuyona akuvumelekile nokuthi kungene into. Ngoba kuhlala inkosi kulobe inobangela ukuthi kube nezinto eziningana la emizimbeni yathi nabantu. Ukungahlali kwayo inkosi umoya kaNkulunkulu ungahlali emizimbeni yethu. Ya yiyo nale nkinga umuntu lo inkosi ingahlali emizimbeni yakhe. Ufana nesimo sezulu ngesinye isikhathi kuba kahle kubande ngesinye isikhathi kuyashisa ngesinye isikhathi kuba uyabona imizimba leyo ayikho kahle leyo kufuna imizimba yethu kuhlale inkosi kuyakuphuma yonke le nto leyi ikhona noma umfundisi eshumayele ebandleni thina sesiyizwe umfundisi
heyi madoda
sithi kumfundisi sithi amen umfundisi eshumayela kahle.
Kani mambo mfundisi amina na cancer. Siyabonga kakhulu. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. 012-333-8699. And then, of course, I've asked Ujablani Nohatebe Usipo Uguti, they must send more and tell us even far much more. And this is a Sunday.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995 9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles DeToy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
Oh yeah, man. Oh yeah. Jay Moore's there. The time has just gone to 21 minutes before the hour 7. We are together through to 7 o'clock, of course. We are taking your call still. You can give a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. I asked to see Paul some questions together with Ujablani some questions. Let's hear some of them answers.
kodwa iyale njengoyihlo namadodana amasha njengabafowenu abesifazana abadala njengawonyoko nabesifazana abasha njengawudadeweni ngenhlanzeko epheleleyo kuleli vesi mfundi spiritual pure sekutheni uma ukorrekt umuntu omdala omdala akathethiswa uma sikholwa inkambo yethu when we rebuke people let us all be in the context of being holy and pure in the way we address things ingaki ibhayibheli lithi into ukuthelwa yomuntu ayivezi ukulunga kayisebenzeli ukulunga kankulunkulu we need even also to have a self-control as the fruit sometimes abantwana bethu basikwatisa sometimes abantu esiphila nabo emsebenzini basikwatisa but ukuba ne-spiritual purity among them it's when we correct things in a good manner under the reflection of the fruit of the Holy Spirit is self-control ngingaze ngithukane mfundisi baze basho bathi hey ayinyanyisile ndoda iyakhola ukhola kodwa maseyikwatile nenhlambi yakutshuka ingakho uvesi 2 uthi nabesifazana abadala ubayale with all due respect in other words ngokwenhlanzeko epheleleyo ipurity mfundisi kumele iphelele kungabi nezwi eliqothamayo ukuthi ah kodwa kona bengimkwatisile kodwa le ndlela esasho ngayo ayivezi ukuthi uyakholwa so let us be pure spiritually in the manner in which you address things nabantu abadala sikholwa ngeke kuthande mfundisi noma ngikhola ngiyimfundisi ongathi mncanyanyana angumelanga ngishumayele ngikhomba abantu abadala ngibabize ngamadala abadala kunami lalela mfana sekhaya ngoba ushumayela umkhulu ngeke noma ungavuka kusasa u spiritually feel ngeke alingane nawe umbiza ngendodana abamdala kunawe cha ngiyamanga lawo phila ivangeli yenza impilo yakho ibe spiritually pure ngokuaddress izinto in a godly manner
amen to that amen to that awusipho madodana uyashisa like electric primer stove uyashisa kadlali. And then of course also we asked to Jabulani to say something with regards to this and sizwe ukuthi uthini ke yena.
Also if we check in the book of Leviticus chapter 18 verse 30 the word of God says there you know thus you are to keep my charge you know that you do not practice any of the abominable customs which have been practiced before you so as to defile yourself with them. I am the Lord your God. So this also tells us, you know, that really this is, you know, like how God wants us to be pure before him. That we do not practice abominable customs, you know, which have been practiced before. Like we cannot claim to be the children of God, but we also still entertain worldliness. We still live like the world, you know, everything that the world is doing also we do it in the house of God. We can never call ourselves children of God, and there is not spiritual purity when we practice these abominable customs that the Lord detests, you know. When we defile ourselves with these things, we can never claim to be pure before God. But spiritual purity would be when we separate ourselves. We separate ourselves for the Lord by not practicing these, you know, like abominable customs. In other words, practices of the world. When we do not practice them, there will be the sign that we are consecrated, we are separated for the Lord, and we are indeed spiritually pure.
Absolutely, I believe that. Then we are indeed spiritually pure. Let me throw this question for you, Jabulani. Let me throw this for you. When the word speaks, in Ephesians chapter 5 verses 27, Ephesians chapter 5 verses 27, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. The very aim of this topic, and of course also the very aim of spiritual purity is that the Lord should be able to present us unto the Father as spotless, a body of His that is spotless. Otherwise, then we don't qualify if we have spots. If you have stayed in a place that has factories, Perhaps you have heard of something that is called a reject. And people go buy rejects. You know, sometimes you go and buy those trousers that are called a reject because there's somewhere, somehow, that the stitching hasn't happened quite right. Then the price is lowered, to some ridiculous prices. But you still get that quality, even though that it is not done right. But the manufacturer regards it as waste. And much of the times, you know, if we don't consider spiritual purity, we will be heaped to be burned with the chaff, waste. And that is why we have to speak about this in the seriousness of all matters. We really need to be speaking about this. We can't be dilly-dallying about it. We need to take it across and let it be heard and let it be spoken. So, Jabus, you'll tell me as to how you feel about this. Send me more of your recordings there. And, of course, let me hear also what Sipho has said.
First Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 7. Ngokuba unkulunkulu kasibizela ngamanyala. Kepha wasibizela emngcweleni. Balaleli, spiritual purity. It means sihamba siwabalekela amanyala. In other words, impilo egcwele amanyala, it's not spiritually pure. Kodwa impilo eba sebungcweleni ngendlela esikondakta ngakuphila kwethu ayivezi ukuthi singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu. Asikwazi ukuphila emanyaleni, siphile ezonweni, siphile impilo engekho right phambi kwaNkulunkulu, siphile amanyala. Then bese siconfess ukuthi singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, siveze ngakusasa ukuthi no, uNkulunkulu uyaxolela. Remember, ukuthi thina singama Christian akushongo uNkulunkulu. Kusha abantu bebona inkambo yabafundi encwadini ezenzo bathi laba benziso kaKristu, they are like Christ, then they become Christian. In other words, impilo yabo abambona uJesu kodwa babona indlela abaphila ngayo bathi impela uma uJesu wake waphila sezwa ngaye ayenza lokhu nalokhu, it means bamfuzile kwenzini kwawo. In short, balaleli, asibizelanga amanyala. Uma ungumntwana usaphila emanyaleni, sibizele ebungcweleni. Our God is holy, let us continue to be holy as is kaNkulunkulu lifuna kanjalo. Amen.
Amen. And then, of course, it's very important that we look into these things much of the times. I will get to Usipho also. Let me get to what Ujablani had said with regards to the question we have asked.
Also, if we check in the book of Leviticus, chapter 18, verse 30, the word of God says there, you know, thus you are to keep my charge. Indeed, my friend, you are touching also a very powerful point there from the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, there from verse 27, you know. But I would like to start it, you know, from basically from verse 25, you know, where it says, Christ loved the church and he gave up his life for her to make her holy and clean, washed by the cleansing of God's word. Also, you've been emphasizing at first how the word of God washes us, how the word of God cleans us. So this is also another means for us to be clean and to be pure before God, you know, made by Christ, who is the word of God. And then in verse 27, he says, he did this to present her to himself as a glorious church without spot or wrinkle or any other blemish. Instead, she will be holy and without fault. This is, I don't know, this is the ultimate, you know, level of spiritual purity. You know, where we are without spot, we are without blemishes, you know, we are without flaw, fault. But check who makes us to be in that position is Christ himself. So on our own, we can never achieve this, you know, level of spiritual purity. But when we allow Christ, you know, to prepare us for his coming, because he is not coming for a filthy church, he's coming for a clean church, a pure church. A purified church, you know, a church without spots, without blemishes, without faults. And he's the one who is making us to be like that. Let us avail ourselves so that Christ can help us to be spiritually pure.
Absolutely. So that the Lord can help us to be spiritually pure. Let us therefore avail ourselves, it is important to do so, that we avail ourselves.
2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 4 uthi kepha kuwo konke zibonakalise njengesikhonzi kaNkuluNkulu ekubekezeleni okukhulu osizini nasekusweleni nasekubandekezeni. Sifunda verse 6 nangenhlanzeko. Uma isikhonzi kaNkuluNkulu, servant of God, uba isibonelo ngokubekezela naso sizini nasekusweleni la uswele khona. Awuhambi uboleka iy'mali zabantu uzobanikeza uma kumele babuyisele uthi no, wena you are a man of God. Bhadala abantu imali yabo ungaqwashi ngezwi nangevesi, ube isibonelo nasekusweleni kwakho. Awutwisti izwi kaNkulunkulu so that you can benefit. Uthe abantu balethe okuthile uNkulunkulu angakushonga kanti ufuna ukuba ube nemali. Cha, khuluma izwi bese uthemba lokukubizayo. Le ndaba yakho uyinceka uNkulunkulu, uhamba uplanela ukuthi angizofuna ama 100,000 ama 1000 rand, ngifuna ama 500 rand nanani ngoba so ubudgetile uthi impela they will be blessed. No, iBhayibheli lethi sibuso sikaNkulunkulu siphezu kwamakhanda ethu. In other words, ayipheli indaba ukuthi we think ukuthi uNkulunkulu is like a lotto, when we put money and then izobuya seyiphindaphinde kaningi. Cha, sinikela ngoba singababusekile, asinikele ukuze sibusiswe. Hey. Verse 6 la uthi nangenhlanzeko siba isibonelo even with purity. In other words, la esihamba khona sishumayela ivangeli njengabafundisi, silale ematendeni, silale emzini yabantu, asiyeke ukukhuleliswa iy'ngane zabanye abantu.
Hey.
Asiyeke ukuthi uma beze ey'nkonzweni zethu sibone abafazi, sibone iy'ntombi, sibone amadoda, sibone abafana bese siyabasebenzisa. Again, sibe be-pure, sibe ngabantu abahlanzekile, ngoba inceka uNkulunkulu kumele ingaphile emanyaleni, kodwa ishumayele uma ungcwele iphile sebungcweleni, ngoba spiritual purity, it means all our ways, they always reflect Christ, and Christ, he is our Savior. He's holy, let us be holy.
He is holy, let us be holy. He is holy, let us be holy. I want to hold it there. He speaks a creative command over our lives. He is holy, and let us be holy. Let's get more from Usipho.
So you are spiritually pure. Isaiah chapter 22 verse 11. Othanda inhlanzeko ngenhliziyo nonomusa emlweni wakhe ungumngani wenkosi. One of the benefits, if you are pure in our heart, we become king's friends. In other words, purity can make a place for us into greater people. Yazi kumnandi kanjani ufundisa ukuhlala nabantu abahlanzekile, pure in their thinking, in their way they speak, in the manner in which they conduct themselves. And the Bible lithi othanda inhlanzeko ngenhliziyo. In other words, purity, it begins in the heart. Inside out, not outside in. Asiba holi ngeyimpahla ezimhlophe neduke elimhlophe namasuda amhlophe namakawusa amhlophe. Cha, it begins in the heart. Siqala enhlizweni. Noma ngimanikiniki ngaphandle, uma inhliziyo seyicala ukuba mhlophe, phumela ngaphandle, then kuyaguquka ngaphandle. Yiloko uNkulunkulu akufunayo, ukuba spiritually pure. It begins in the heart.
It begins in the heart. Being spiritually pure, it begins in the heart. That should be the case. Let's hear what Jabu said.
Also there in the book of James chapter 4 from verse 8, the word of God says, come close to God and God will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, for your loyalty is divided between God and the world. You know, that's a double-minded person. Mm. Even in other translations it says, you double-minded. So also that's a sign when we are not spiritually pure, when we are double-minded, like, we are tossed, you know, to and fro with all sorts of doctrine. This prophet comes with this revelation, we follow them.
Hey.
This one comes with the revelation of rats, we follow them. With the, you know, we are tossed to and fro because we are double-minded. We are not rooted and grounded in God because we are not pure. But when we are spiritually pure, we will be stable and fixed before God. There is nothing that will shake us. We will not easily be deceived, you know, because that will be our means for us to draw near to God as he draws near to us. And as he draws near to us, he washes us. He says, wash your hands, you sinners, you double-minded people. So that is how we become spiritually pure. When we allow God to forgive our sins, to cleanse us and wash us and purify us.
And when he washes us, cleanses us and purifies us, then this becomes the reality of our life.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
At Radio Pulpit, we love the interaction we have with our listeners on all the social media platforms. It is also our way of giving everyone a voice that can be heard all over the world. Unfortunately, we have been experiencing huge difficulties with WhatsApp for a while now, and we are now forced to find a viable alternative. That alternative is called Telegram. Telegram is an app that works exactly the same as WhatsApp, and it uses the same telephone number as well. All you need to do to be able to chat with your favorite presenter is to download the Telegram app onto your phone and send your message or voice note the same way you always did. We will then be able to receive and answer your message faster, and the privacy on this app is much better too. So, whether you have an iPhone or an Android, the app pic is a white paper plane in a blue circle. Please download the Telegram app right away and make life easier for everyone.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Oh yes, oh yes. The music there of Fred Hammond. Man, we have to close. We have to close somewhat, somehow. We have to say goodbye. You know, these things happen. And of course, when they happen, we find ourselves really caught up in a way. Caught up in a way. In the background there, that is Fred Hammond. No weapon formed against us. It becomes our reality. This becomes our reality when we basically live in the purity that is of the Lord. It's very important to take note of that. All right. Sipho Polos is on the line to say goodbye. And I'm also going to try to get Ujablani also. Sipho, just a few seconds. What are your final words there?
For the blood of Jesus Christ, that he came so that he can purify and sanctify us through his blood and through his word. And it is only in Christ Jesus himself, no church, no bishop, no water, no any other tangible thing that will purify us spiritually. It is only the blood of the Lamb of God, that is Jesus Christ, who came in order to save us as his people. Thank God he came, that he can be pure spiritually. Amen.
Hey, Matotagiti, amazing there. Jabu, the final words there. What say you, sir?
Indeed, you know, my friend, we thank God for this wonderful topic. It really has really added a lot in our lives. We know now that really God expects us to be pure, but it's not on our own effort. He makes us pure. So let us just approach him in the throne of grace and then allow him to purify us and cleanse us so that we can walk in purity as he wants, as his church.
May Absolutely. God bless you, my friend. May God bless you too, Jabu, my friend, and may God bless you, Sipho. I'm thinking these inserts that you have sent, I'm still going to play them on another show, you know, because the other show also has that element of purity in it that we need to continue discussing. So we will add to that. In the meantime, I want to say thank you so much, Sipho. God bless.
Well, Yebo, ngakhulu kube uMagaiva, siphume ngendlela esiphume ngayo, neyiphothe inkriza yokuze. Magaiva, kosibe nawe. Ntabule ngidomelik, ndoda yeqhude. Kosibe nani balaleli. Thank you, Magaiva.
Hayi, siyabuya. You know what? It's just that angingixhoshe. Mangiphuma namhlanje, I'm still going to run for another 1.5 hours. And then bese ngiyajika ngekhaya. So angivele ngiyithulele kuzalo ukungikhumbula amazwi akho lawa angilimazayo ukuthi ngiloku ngiduduzeke endleleni. Jabu, thank you so much. You know, angithi uyamuza uSipho umuntu wemthimbana ukuthi uthina yona.
Yeah.
God bless you and your wonderful family, man, and also my friend. May God bless you also with the family and all the wonderful listeners. You know, may God bless you and keep you safe in these days.
Amen. Goodbye. Amen. Thank you so much. Inkulunkulu anibusise nibakhonze emakhaya nibatshele ngiyabathanda kakhulu. Thank you. And then, of course, thank you so much for listening. Thank you very much. And I'm sorry that the lines were just doing whatever they were doing to us, but we were able to broadcast anyway and to get our guests talking. And those who have been able to come through, thank you so much. To the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the only true potentate, Yeshua HaMashiach, who by his Holy Spirit continues to guide us into all truth. May he be glorified. Have yourself a wonderful and a blessed night.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.